Imagine setting your alarm clock to 7:45 a.m. and knowing your commute involves, well, a personal takeoff. Zipping right above all that traffic gridlock. For decades, that was pure sci-fi,
Right.
right? Just fantasy. But the shift, it's happening now. I mean, 2025 feels like the turning point. It's driven by advances in, batteries, carbon composites, but maybe even more by regulatory momentum.
Exactly. And that's really our mission in this deep dive. We want to guide you through the hype, look at the three main classes of personal aviation that are really vying for your sky time. And crucially, we're going to pinpoint that single, maybe non-obvious hurdle that's limiting them all.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. Because
Yeah.
we've definitely seen the cool engineering, the prototypes.
Yeah.
But the real story, especially late 2025, was this kind of sudden, almost brutal pivot to regulatory reality. And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. The biggest challenge isn't just making the vehicle fly.
No, not at all.
It's proving absolute safety to the regulators
Yeah.
over like a 5, maybe 10 year timescale.
That is absolutely the core issue. And we saw that reality check hit the financial markets hard. Remember when the news leaked about Joby Aviation's certification in the UAE? Expected soon, but then delayed. Pushed back to Q3 2026.
Right, that pushback passenger services too.
Exactly. And boom. Shares of Joby and their rival Archer Aviation, they just fell sharply. The lesson kind of went viral instantly. The regulatory runway, it's immense, much, much longer than the tech runway for a totally new vehicle category.
Okay, so let's talk about the machines themselves then, starting with maybe the biggest players, the eVTOLs,
Yeah.
electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft.
The air taxis.
These are designed as like quiet urban air taxis. Joby Aviation's S4 is probably the leader there. Its defining feature is that tiltrotor design.
Right, the rotors tilt.
Yeah, and that's not just for looks. It lets it take off vertically, lots of rotors for control. But then once it's airborne, it transitions those rotors forward, like propellers.
For efficient, faster forward flight, it's clever.
And they seem furthest along in the FAA type certification process, aiming for service. What, sometime between 2027 and 2028?
That seems to be the target, yeah. Ambitious, but that's the goal.
Okay, moving down the complexity scale a bit, you get the flying cars.
Oh, yes, the road air hybrids,
Right.
which are a fascinating legal tightrope walk.
Right, because they have to satisfy two completely different masters.
Yeah.
Airworthiness standards, they want lightweight design,
Lightweight, yeah.
but then automotive safety standards, they need heavy stuff for crash protection.
Totally contradictory demands. The Klein Vision air car is probably the most famous example. The Transformer,
The one that folded swings.
yeah, converts to a road legal car in what, under 2 minutes? Pretty slick. But it's definitely a bespoke product, very niche. Price tag is somewhere between $800,000 and, well, $1 million.
Wow.
And they're targeting shipment maybe as early as 2026. We'll see.
But then there's the immediate market, the stuff you can actually buy, potentially fly right now. That's the personal ultralights and jetpacks
Yeah.
category,
Right.
like the Jetson one. It's a single-seat eVTO. But it's intentionally designed small, lightweight.
To fit under the FAA's Part 103 ultralight vehicle rules.
Exactly. And the key thing here isn't just the price, like $128,000. It's because it meets those Part 103 limits under 254 pounds, one person can't go faster than 55 knots. That's why you don't need a pilot's license to fly it.
That's the loophole, or rather the specific regulatory category it fits into. And then, of course, for pure adrenaline, you've got the Gravity Industries jet suit.
The Iron Man suit.
Pretty much. Real turbojet engine strapped to you, speeds over 120 mile an hour, costs up to $490,000. It's an incredible piece of kit.
So, okay, if this immediate market is already here, purchasable operational ultralights like the Jetson one, why aren't we seeing them everywhere, filling the skies right now? Is it just about the cost?
Not primarily, no. I mean, cost is a factor, sure. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, right?
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what's the primary physical constraint? What stops these ultralights and jetpacks from being truly practical, like daily commuting tools? It's the incredible lack of endurance, just how long they can stay in the air. For those battery-powered ultralights, you're hitting the limits of current lithium-ion density. You get maybe 15 minutes of effective range. If that.
15 minutes.
And for that amazing jet suit, you're limited by how much jet fuel you can carry. It works out to roughly 8 minutes. 8 minutes of flight time. And that tiny 8 to 15 minute window, that's the real chasm. It's the difference between a spectacular, weekend toy and a genuine transportation system. That limited flight endurance, much more than the cost or the complexity right now, that's the true hurdle defining the future of personal freedom in the sky. That's what you should really think about.